Well, welcome to Betting for Events beginning on September the 6th. We'll be looking at two events, the BMW Championship, the third of the FedEx Cup playoffs, which has been played in Pennsylvania, and the Omega European Masters, the event being played at Kronzürs here in Switzerland, high in the Swiss Alps, just one of the outstanding venues for tournament golf worldwide. Looking back to last week, well, we had some mixed results. We got the winner across the line at the Made in Denmark tournament. Matt Wallace was one of our suggestions at $34, but the success was not particularly good in some of the other events we looked at, the LPGA Tours event, also the tournament on the PGA Tour, the Dell Technologies Championship. We never sniffed a winner there. And also the Web.com Tour. We were a bit out of form there as well. But for those of you that were clever enough to have a bet on Matt Wallace, well done to you. We'll see if we can improve on that even further on that this week at these two events we're going to look at. We'll be starting first at the BMW Championship at the Aronimink Golf Club in Pennsylvania. It's the first time an event's actually been held here, or this event, that is, the BMW Championship, but it has held a couple of PGA Tour events in the past. The AT&T National, which of course was a Tiger Woods event, one that he is very much involved in the instigation of. It was played here back in 2011, 2010 or thereabouts. But there's not really a lot of disclosed form on the golf course. So we're really going to have to rely on the quality players and the players that are playing well at the moment to give us the most guide for a potential winner. And I suppose on that basis, we really have to start with Dustin Johnson, who was seventh last week. He was 11th at the Northern Trust. He was third at the Bridgestone. So apart from that miscut at the Open Championship, his form has been simply stunning in 2018, and he'll start the favourite around about $9 or $10. I suppose you work out for yourself whether you see that being good value, but you'd have to think he's going to give some sort of a sight. Well, this week, will Dustin Johnson? I think Justin Rose has got the credentials to do very well this week, and the reason that I say that is that he did win around this golf course back in 2010 when he won the AT&T National Tournament. He was second last week. He was second at the Open Championship. And other than a miscut at the Northern Trust Open just a couple of weeks ago, his form really in 2018 has been simply outstanding. And the fact that he's had that good form on the golf course here suggests that he's got a very good chance to continue on with a very good form that he's been showing of late. So Justin Rose at $15. Brooks Koepka's at $16 or thereabouts. He was 12th last week. He was 8th at the Northern Trust. He did win the PGA, and of course he is the flying high golfer in more recent times as Brooks Koepka. So you'd have to consider him some sort of a chance. I don't think he's got much of a record here. In fact, he's probably got no record here at this particular golf course. So that's the unknown about him here this week. But look, there's no doubting how well he's playing and got to be some sort of a consideration. I actually think Hideki Matsuyama just seems to be getting his mojo back. He had some injury issues earlier in the year. He was off the boil in terms of his form. But in the last few weeks, he's been regaining that form. We saw a very good round from him last week in Boston to finish fourth at that Dell Technologies Championship. He was 15th at the Northern Trust. He was 11th at the Wyndham Championship just a couple of weeks before. So really, he's really in good form at the moment. He's finding form, finding his mojo. He's at $21. I actually think that that's not too bad a value for Hideki Matsuyama, and I'd expect him to be right in the mix this week. Of the Australians, Jason Day, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, and Cameron Smith, the leading 70 players are in the FedEx Cup points table are in this week's event. The leading 30 will graduate to the Tour Championship in 2 weeks' time. They actually have next week off, and then they go to Atlanta for the Tour Championship. And at this stage, Jason Day and Cameron Smith are locks for the Tour Championship. Mark Leishman's reasonably comfortable. He's 22nd at the moment, so just a good solid week will get the job done for him, you would think. But Adam Scott needs a very good week to move from his current 48th inside that top 30. A Day at the moment, and many of the betting agencies around the $2.85 to be the leading Australian this week. $3.50 for Adam Scott, $3.75 for Mark Leishman, and $4.25 I see on one of the betting agencies for Cameron Smith to be the outsider, and at $4.25 to be the leading Australian this week. And when you consider that he's been third in each of his last two starts against very similar fields, and he has been the leading Australian on both occasions, then maybe that $4.25 is pretty darn good value. So that is the BMW Championship. Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, Brooks Koepka, Matsuyama, Hideki Matsuyama, will be the four leading chances we'll be looking at. But amongst the Australians, then Jason Day, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, and Smith and Cameron Smith will tee it up. And I think Cameron Smith, as I said, he just seems to be jumping whatever bar they set for him. And I think he's going to be a good chance to be again the leading Australian. Why not? The Omega European Masters is the event on the European Tour. This has been played in just one of the most magnificent venues for tournament golf anywhere. The golf course is just so-so in terms of the quality of its design, but its location that makes it so stunning. During the winter, the golf course is actually the learner slopes for the ski resort of Crans-Montana, Crans-sur-Sierre, and then during the summer it is a golf course and stages this event as it has done for many, many years. I think we need to go back to the 1930s to find the first ever Swiss Open, which is now the Omega European Masters is the equivalent of the Swiss Open, and an event that's been very dear to my heart because back in many, many years ago, I managed to caddy for the winner of this event one year, Bob Charles, the New Zealander. So it's a venue that means a lot to me. It's a very special place in tournament golf. It's just one of those great venues to be at. So of the players in the field, Matthew Fitzpatrick, he's at $12. He's the defending champion. He was also seventh in 2016. Second in 2015. He's been struggling a bit of late, admittedly, but that's been against stronger fields, typically in the United States. But he did show a little bit of form last week in Denmark when he finished seventh. So I think that improvement, along with some good performances on the golf course, suggests that Matthew Fitzpatrick could comfortably return to his winning ways this week. Lee Hautong is one of the longer odds players. He's at $31. He withdrew from the PGA Championship, but he's in this week's field, so if he's here, he must be fit and ready to go. He was 18th 2 years ago, the Chinese star. He was that was just his second start in the event. He finished 54th in 2013, so I think he's had five of the eight rounds that he's played inside the 60s at this particular venue, so it's a venue that doesn't bother him at all, and he's at $31. Danny Willett's at $29, a previous winner here, and certainly his form of late has been mixed. But there have been some better signs of late from the former Masters champion, Danny Willett, suggesting that he's getting things back on track. And at a golf course that he's won on previously, then Danny Willett must be some sort of a factor at $29. Thomas Peters is at $21. He's playing very consistently the last few months, including that very impressive sixth-place finish at the PGA Championship against, obviously, a considerably stronger field than he'll face this week. The only problem about Thomas Peters is he does have a pretty poor record here when you look at it. When he has played here on the two or three occasions that he's played here, hasn't done very well at all. So that is a bit of a consideration. A couple of other players that I think will be keeping an eye on, Ryan Fox, the New Zealander, was ninth on debut here last year. And although he's not really played for a few weeks, I think the last event he played in was the PGA Championship, his season overall has been fantastic. And given the fact that he had a very good debut here in 2017, then maybe Ryan Fox might be some sort of a chance of breaking through for his first ever European Tour victory this week. Marcus Kinholt, the Swedish player, was 16th on debut here last year. He's going to be at $67. And I think given the fact that he finished fifth in France, and he's made three of the four cuts since, suggests that he might not be all that far out of it. At $67, some rather juicy odds as well. So those are the players we'll be keeping a good eye on this week. Matthew Fitzpatrick, Lee Hautong, Ryan Fox, Marcus Kinholt, Danny Willett, and Thomas Peters. Of the Australians, there's quite a long lineup of the Australians. Brett Rumford, interestingly enough, has been a winner here previously. He won back in 2011, just prior to heading to the PGA Tour for a couple of years. Not playing particularly well this year, though. That's the concern about Brent Rumford. And Scotty Hearn's an interesting one here. He's been second. He's been runner-up in each of the last 2 years at this particular tournament. So it obviously suits the long hitters. That's not always the case, but Scotty Hearn, as we know, is one of the longer hitters on the European Tour, and he's played very well here in the past. So he could find some form because it hasn't been a particularly good year for him so far. So those are the players and the events we'll be keeping an eye on, the BMW Championship on the PGA Tour and the Omega European Masters on the European Tour. So good luck with your investments. Of course, bet responsibly. My name is Bruce Young.